President, the Prime Minister, and the King. Tomorrow morning, President George Bush and Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi will fly from Washington, D.C., where they met today, to Memphis, Tennessee. There, the presidential motorcade will travel down Elvis Presley Boulevard just off I-55 and on to Graceland. Lisa Marie and Priscilla Presley will greet the two heads of the two leaders and give them a tour of the King's famous estate. It's surely a dream come true for Koizumi, who's a big fan of Elvis's music. In fact, here he is singing I Want You with former CNN anchor Bill Hemmer on that network's American Morning program in 2004.
Hold me close, hold me tight, make me thrill with delight.
Let me know where I stand from the start.
I want you, I need you,
I love you
with all my heart.
Maybe he should have stuck to politics. Japanese Prime Minister and former CNN anchor Bill Hemmer singing Elvis Presley's I Want You. And if you need further convincing that Mr. Koizumi is one of Elvis's biggest fans, in 2002, the Prime Minister released a CD compilation in Japan called My Favorite Elvis Songs. It sold out all 200,000 copies. Joining us to talk about the president and the prime minister's visit to see the King is Zach McMillan, a reporter for the Memphis Commercial Appeal, who will be covering the trip. He's with us on the phone from his office in Memphis. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Glad to join you, Neil. I thought that was a pretty good rendition.
You did.
I could just couldn't you see him in a jumpsuit with the hair flowing back? I think it'd be great. I hope he shows up in a jumpsuit tomorrow.
Well, he'd definitely be skinny Elvis.
He would definitely be the skinny Elvis. Although I think the folks at Graceland like to refer to it as classic Elvis.
Classic Elvis. And in fact, I understand that there's some beliefs that later Elvises didn't exist.
Well, some people would probably like to claim that.
Anything else besides, what are they going to do when they get to Graceland?
I guess we'll go to the jungle room. Lisa Marie and Priscilla are going to give them a personal guided tour. They won't have the little headphones like most visitors do. And they have, as the White House, they're not too specific on exactly which room they'll be in at which time. They're only going to be there, if we look at the schedule, I don't know, not too much more than an hour. That's barely enough time to me to see the jungle room.
Not enough time for a meal. You'd think peanut butter and banana sandwiches, maybe.
Yeah, you would think maybe they'll have them. They'll have a lunch bag for them.
It could be in the goodie bag they take away. Along the way, are they going to get to see much else of Memphis?
Well, I know they're going to have the city's famous fair, the barbecue. They're going to go down to the Rendezvous, the famous Rendezvous downtown.
Uh-huh.
And, whether or not they're going to make any other side trips to many of the other musical destinations, if you're a music fan like Prime Minister Koizumi, then you would think you might find some other places in Memphis. We have heard that there might be some other possibilities, but we haven't confirmed any of that.
So he might go to Beale Street, the home of music there in Memphis?
Maybe Beale Street, maybe Sun's Studio, where Elvis and Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins, or maybe if he were really sophisticated, he would really impress us if he went down to Soulsville, where the Stax studio, the famous Stax studio.
Stax Volt studio, yes, indeed. The home of Otis Redding and the Bar Keys and all of those
days.
Yeah.
Sam and Dave.
So are Memphis excited about the visit of the president and the prime minister?
Oh, yeah. Memphians are excited. It's a little, in Memphis, you're used to Graceland. It's sort of its own island. It's the way people come to town to go to Graceland, the way they go to Orlando, they go to Disney World. So in the sort of day-to-day life of a Memphian, you don't think about Graceland a whole lot. People come, they visit Graceland. But there have been, there's a local band that's going to play while they eat ribs at the Rendezvous. And his wife is pregnant. She's going to be induced today so that he can play at the Rendezvous tomorrow. There's been a guy he somehow got a hold of a lot of locks of Elvis's hair that wants to give them to the prime minister. So there's a lot of people like that who are interested. There's definitely a little bit of a buzz, but, we've had a lot of famous people like to go to Graceland.
Zach McMillan, thanks very much.
Sure, thank you.
Zach McMillan, a reporter for the Memphis Commercial Appeal, who will tomorrow be covering President Bush and Japanese Prime Minister Koizumi as they visit to Memphis and Graceland. As he mentioned, they will be stopping for a barbecue lunch at the Rendezvous, the famous Memphis restaurant on South 2nd Street, famous mostly for its ribs. Joining us now is Nick Vergas. His family owns the Rendezvous. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
And we say how long has the Rendezvous been around?
My father started the Rendezvous in 1948.
And ribs then and pulled pork?
Actually started out as a tavern. He had like cold sandwiches, ham sandwiches, and salami sandwiches, and draft beer and soft drinks. But he had a there was a coal chute that was in the basement of the where he built his restaurant. He converted it into a charcoal pit and started smoking his cured hams, and then just started cooking. And ribs ended up being the thing that hit off, and we went from selling about a box a week to 10,000 pounds a week. It's quite a success story in the restaurant business.
Well, as I'm sure you know far better than I, there is a great controversy in the barbecue world about different kinds of preparation. Which do you prefer?
I prefer ours.
Yeah, I'm saying, how are yours prepared?
Ours are preferred. Well, they're fully cooked. They're not sauce, so they're just cooked with the seasoning, and that's what people have come to know as dry ribs. And of course, there's sauce available on the table. I prefer all ribs, actually. I'm just a huge barbecue fan, and on any given day, at any given moment in Memphis, Tennessee, you could walk into God knows how many barbecue restaurants and have the finest barbecue you've ever had. It's just barbecue is just a wonderful thing here in town.
Well, given that, why do you think the White House chose the Rendezvous?
Well, I think that we're probably the most famous of all the barbecue places, of course, we think we're the best.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you react when you got the phone call?
Well, we were pretty excited about it, actually. This started around the first week of June when I got an email from somebody in Washington that said that there was a chance, and I guess about the middle of last week it really got firmed up, and we got really, really excited then.
Mm-hmm. So are preparations underway? You getting stuff ready?
Preparations started actually Friday of last week. Was our first meeting with people from the White House, and it's just been meeting. We didn't meet over the weekend, but starting Monday of this week, the meetings have been pretty not really so much meetings. It's just maybe 30 minutes a day, an hour a day, just kind of talking about things that may need to be done. There's nothing really firm has been set up.
Not even the menu?
The menu has been set up. They're going to have ribs, chicken, and shoulder, shoulder meat. But times and where he's going to sit and things have not really been confirmed yet.
All right. Well, good luck.
We have a big restaurant. We can sit him anywhere.
I'm sure you'll be able to squeeze him in.
We'll fit him right in, sir.
I understand the rest of the country can sample some of your famous ribs. You ship.
We ship. They can go to www.hogsfly, HOGSFLY. Thanks for the plug, too, by the way.
Well, thank you very much for that. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Neil.
Nick Vergas, son of Charlie Vergas, who founded Rendezvous Ribs in 1948. The Vergas family still owns the Memphis restaurant where President George Bush and Japanese Prime Minister Koizumi will grab lunch tomorrow after they tour Graceland. When we come back, it's going to be Cirque du Soleil and Les Beatles.